Good morning. This is the Replaceables, Mark and Carol. We're sitting at the dining room table with Ed Moody and his wife Ingrid. And good morning, Ed. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine as can be.
Okay, great. Last year on October 17th, 2023, the Frankfort City Council named October 31st as Ed Moody Day in the city of Frankfort in perpetuity. Since tomorrow is a very busy day for you, WUWU 100.1 FM sent Carol and I, also known as the Replaceables, to meet with you here on the eve of Ed Moody Day, formerly known as Halloween. Since our house is just a short walk from your house, three generations of our family have enjoyed watching you turn giant pumpkins into art masterpieces, regardless of the weather. I have always marveled at how each of your pumpkin carvings was detailed and unique.
How did you learn to carve pumpkins like that?
I started carving pumpkins in Battle Creek when I was about 6 years old. And I carved the plain old jack-o'-lanterns that we used to do with the gappy teeth and the triangle eyes.
Which is what I still do.
Yeah. And I still do some of those, or what used to.
Yeah.
They're kind of neat, mm-hmm. because that's what Halloween started out as.
Yeah.
And then when Ingrid and I got married, which was in 1983, her son, Daniel, was 8 years
seven
old,
or eight,
I believe,
yeah.
7 or 8 years old. And I wanted to let him know how important he was to my life. And so I decided that at Halloween time, I'd carve something for him that nobody else could ever duplicate or would ever duplicate.
Wow.
And I started with every kind of tool you can imagine. I mean, I used saber saws, I used sawzalls, I used rotary drills, I used rotary sanders, I used everything imaginable. And it turned out that there were three knives that did everything much, much better than any of the rest of it. One was a bird's beak paring knife, which has a hooked end on it. And the other was a fillet knife. And the other was actually a long, slender butcher knife, up to about 18 or 20 inches long. And all of those had their places and worked extremely well for me. And we took them to the schools and carved at the schools for them, multiple schools all around. Took them to Hawaii 5 different times.
Wow.
And carved over there. And that since has dried up. They're no longer doing that event that they had.
So this was all you? This wasn't like you, did you take a class?
No.
Do you have art background? Like training?
I do. I took the honors art classes in school. In junior high school, in fact, and then went on through high school with all the classes they had to offer, and did lots of neat things there, including carving stone, and I've carved about everything that you can imagine.
Initially when you started out, you just used regular pumpkins and then went into the big guys? How did the big ones get in there?
Well, shortly after I started doing it, when I started doing it, I would see something on the TV or hear something on the radio about a pumpkin that weighed somewhere around 400 pounds. And they would say where it was located or wouldn't say, depending on the owner's preference. And so I would call the station up and ask them if there was any way I could contact that person, or if any way they could contact me. And one thing led to another, and finally we met. And my first one came off of Old Mission Peninsula. And the guy's name was Michael Myers. And I located it because I had taken a job with Grand Traverse County as their electrical inspector. And that area was one of the areas that I inspected. And I was driving up to the end of Iman Road and came around the corner at Iman and 37, I think it is. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And lo and behold, here's like 20 giant pumpkins. I mean, pumpkins over 50 pounds. And I stopped and I was standing there looking at them, and this guy comes out of the
Mike Myers?
Yeah, Mike Myers came out of his house. And I said, "Good morning, sir." I said, "Do you know anything about these pumpkins?" He said, "Oh, yes, I do. I know everything about them. I grew them." I said, "Oh, congratulations. Thank you." I said, "Could I ask you questions and stuff about them?" And he said, "Certainly." And so then I looked at the biggest one. I said, "Do you know how much that weighs?" He says, "I know exactly what it weighs. It was 590 pounds, I think it was, 586, 586, that's what it was. And I says, "How do you know that?" He says, "Well, the fruit co-op is right there. It's in my backyard, basically." He said, "And I took it down there and weighed it on their scales."
Because they have those big, huge, green, flat.
Then he says, "Well, why are you interested in them?" I said, "Well, I carve pumpkins. And I had some pictures with me of some of the smaller pumpkins I'd carved. And I says, this is what I do with them. I carve differently than anybody."
Yeah.
He says, "Wow." He said, "That's awesome." He says, "I'll tell you, this pumpkin's name is Karina Karina. She's my baby. And I love her to death. And I have people that are willing to give me money to just set it in their front of their business right in downtown Traverse City." He says, "But it would just rot there and nothing would come out of my beautiful doll." He said, "So I would love for you to have that pumpkin." And I told him, I said, "Well, I don't have the money to buy it." I said, "But I would gladly carve any of these others for you, or all of them if you want, in exchange. And then at my house, when I get ready to carve it, I would call you up and you could come down at your convenience, tell me when it would be the best time to carve and when you could be there. And I would carve it with you present. We could video it, we could do whatever you want. And I will put a sign up that will make me feel like a beggar, but I don't care."
Thank you. I said,
"I will tell him on there, this pumpkin was generously donated by Michael."
Yeah.
"And I didn't have the money available to purchase it.
Right.
So I would like to ask you to show your appreciation for Michael by hopefully making some small donations. It doesn't have to be much."
And I bet people went right for it.
We got, I think we gathered like $1,200 or $1,400 or $1,500. No, it was like $1,800. It was a pile of money.
Wow.
And so when Halloween was all over, I called up Michael and asked him if he was going to be home. And he says, "Yeah, why?" I says, "I got something for you." And he figured it was the seeds from his pumpkin and stuff. And it was that, too. But it was cash money of $1,800.
Wow.
And I just plopped it in his hand and said, he says, "What's that for?" I said, "Remember I told you I'd put a sign out?" And I had a copy of the sign, or I had the original sign.
Right.
And I said, "This is how people reacted and responded." And he says, "You'll have pumpkins forever."
I was going to ask you. Probably after then.
Yeah. And I carved one pumpkin into a turtle for him because he loved turtles.
Oh my God.
And because he was as ugly as a turtle.
He's Mike Myers.
Then I learned the following or that year later, that there were festivals in Michigan that featured giant pumpkins. They grew them specifically for that.
Yeah.
There were organizations called the Michigan Giant Pumpkin Carvers, and they're giant vegetable growers, and found out that one of them was in St. John's at Andy T's Farm Market. And I had been there numerous times over the years buying pumpkins, you know, bigger ones that I could carve and stuff, and got to know Andy pretty well. And I offered to carve for him at the event.
Yeah. I'm curious, when you carved, how, because I know weather plays an important role.
In the growing season or the carving?
Or no, the carving, you know, like after you carve and how long it lasts and stuff. So when you, because I know, let me backtrack. Mm-hmm. When we would come to see, I would always look and I would see one partially done. Like it was like, you put in some long hours Halloween week, right?
Because
you
can't. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't start sooner.
Wow.
So, the next question, where did the pumpkins come from? Okay, you said from Mission...
Old Mission Peninsula.
Old Mission Peninsula. So, all over the state?
All over the state of Michigan, and one or two from Indiana.
I was just going to say, Indiana and that...
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So, the next... How were the great pumpkins moved to your house?
Okay, they're loaded onto... I had a trailer that was... 8 foot wide and 20 feet long, I think, at that time, And they would, we use a sling assembly that drops over the top of them, and you cinch the rope around the bottom, and then...
And everyone is like...
Oh, yeah. and they would load them on that, for, and then I would drive them home, and the city would come with an end loader. So originally, I had to... find somebody that had a Skytrac.
Okay.
And the steel company out of Traverse City, More Steel out of Traverse City, which was Brenda and Mike Moore's business.
Okay.
He erected steel structures and stuff. So he had the Skytrac, and they would bring it down from their house up on Bellows, off of Bellows.
Was it? Or 22?
No, up off of Bellows.
Okay.
It was up on the hill where Grant saw it.
And then take it off your...
And they would unload them for me.
Because sometimes, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you would have like 7-8 pumpkins.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You would... And when it got to several, would someone, they bring them for you?
No.
Or you still went out and got them?
Yeah, no. He brought them all back from festivals and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
and,
gosh. So cool.
We had 20...
20-something at one 20 year.
20-something.
One
year almost had, 30 of them.
Just all...
Our
and you carved all
not,
of them?
No.
Not all of them. You just couldn't.
And,
you know,
and I'm glad I couldn't, because so many people... didn't believe they were real, number one. And they wanted to see them and prove that they were real.
Yeah.
And we had people who, even after coming over and me handing them a knife and let them cut a piece out of it, would still say, that's not real.
I knew it was real because I would check on you. And it would be freezing or it'd be raining. And you'd be,
Some jacket. Of them just would not, you know, they wouldn't believe it. And,
I know.
Still don't to this day.
This reminds me that Henry Ford's saying, if you see a turtle on top of a fence post, you know he didn't get there without a lot of help.
Yep, absolutely. And we had one pumpkin that the rain kind of washed the pumpkin away and left little granules, and you could see it washing it away in the rain. I mean, it was a fascinating pumpkin, and yet that pumpkin was the last one to die that year. I had to cut it up and get rid of it the day before deer hunting season, the 15th of November, just to get it out of the yard so I didn't have to worry about it while I was downstate with my buddy hunting.
Where do the pumpkins go after Halloween?
The city We'll haul them up to their mulch pile. I have some people that use them for deer feed, and we'll come and pick them up. I have taken them out to my father-in-law's widow's house, okay, and dropped them off in her garden for compost.
Oh, I bet it would be excellent.
Oh, compost. Yeah.
Now, do you see little pumpkin patches springing up?
Sometimes.
Pigs really like them, too. Yeah. We had a pig farmer that came several years and would take them, as soon as they started to rot. Sure. He'd take them.
All wildlife does, because they're like 12% or 14% protein.
Oh, sure.
Which is high protein for them. And going into the winter, it helps them to put on weight and make
it good for people,
better.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a anti-diuretic as well.
Oh, interesting. Yep. I didn't know that. Wow. You know, I have a question about your trips to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Do they grow a lot of those big pumpkins in Hawaii?
No. Over on Kona, they grew a 600 pounder one time.
Okay.
But it's too hot to grow there.
But how interesting of all, because I know Texas is a place you went to do.
Yeah.
And Hawaii, I would not have thought.
Yeah.
Like, how did they get interested in?
Well, like in Texas, I made a lot of enemies when we were there, because I told them, yeah. I said, you guys think that the biggest things are in Texas. I said, but I have just proven to you that they absolutely are not, and that you had to import.
Oh, seriously?
Import a pumpkin from Michigan.
So you brought it with you?
Oh, yeah.
Super.
And okay. Boy, they were ready to lynch me.
I bet. Okay, I just want to ask my Halloween candy.
Okay.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
My favorite one is the little teeny packets, about an inch by an inch, that have cherry licorice.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever. Where do you get them from?
The grocery stores have them. Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to look for those.
Yeah. And cool. I don't know if they have any of the ones with just the little, but sometimes they're mixed with other things. But,
okay. Yeah. And what about Ingrid? I know she's on the phone.
Candy corn.
She loves candy corn.
Yeah, you just see the big bowl over there. She's got four or five bags up in the cupboard there.
That's so funny. And one other question.
Mm-hmm.
Why Halloween? I know that's your favorite holiday.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about Halloween?
I look back at all the joy that I got when I was a child. We didn't have any money.
I know.
And we would go out and trick-or-treat, and we'd get candy that we could never have. I mean, never, ever have. Not even
in great quantity.
Yeah, and never even think that we could.
Yeah.
And so the joy that provided me, I decided that it would be neat to provide that opportunity for people all over the world,
mm-hmm,
that don't know what Halloween is or what joy they can have, knowing that any candy they get creates a tremendous amount of joy for them. So that's the reason that...
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because it's so wonderful, because part of Halloween is getting scared. Part of it is that running through the streets, which kids can do it, but this is like you get permission at night, which you're usually, it's a wonderful, super.
I've always been a giver, given more than what I can afford to give, but given it anyway. And fortunately, Ingrid's exactly the same way.
Yeah.
We didn't know that in our early years of marriage,
mm-hmm,
because we were like ships crossing.
As all first marriage.
Yeah. And it was during COVID when we were able to sit down and discuss what we liked or didn't like. And I found out, much to my joy, that what I had been feeling all along was exactly what she was feeling all along.
Isn't that wonderful?
It was. It was such a revelation, and will always be. That will be one of my favorite days ever is to remember the day that
Just to get on the record, you have what, there's like 50 pumpkins out there?
150.
And who painted all those pumpkins?
The fifth graders at the elementary school.
Isn't that super?
Yeah, Sue Hammond's fifth grade art class.
So this is the second year they did that. Mm-hmm. I saw an article last year.
Wow. Mm-hmm.